Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Des Cahill with the big build-up to a day of destiny,
Des. Absolutely, Mary, because tonight we will have the most exciting finish to a League of Ireland Premier Division race for years. The title will be won by either Shelburne or Shamrock Rovers. Now, if Shelburne win, it will be a first league title since 2006. But if Rovers win, it'll be an historic 5-in-a-row league title, a record never achieved before in League of Ireland history. So here's the situation with one game to go. Shelburne have a 2-point lead over Rovers, but Shamrock Rovers have a better goal difference. Shamrock Rovers will play Waterford in front of a sellout crowd at Talla, and Shelburne face what is generally considered a more difficult task. They go to Derry City, knowing, though, a victory would guarantee a famous title success for Damien Duff's team. So if Shelburne draw or lose and Shamrock Rovers win, then the title remains in Talla. RTE are covering both games live. Derry City versus Shelburne is on RTE2. Shamrock Rovers versus Waterford will be on the RTE News Channel and RTE Player. Well, Tony O'Donoghue has visited both camps. And first, let's hear from Shelburne manager Damien Duff. Was he expecting this to come down to all or nothing?
No, but listen, if you offered me this position at the beginning, I'm guessing I would have took it. So, amazing position we're in. Gone down to the last day of the season. Everything in our hands, Tony. So, it's been brilliant. Regardless of the roller coaster ride for the likes of myself and other rival managers, it's been a roller coaster and an exhilarating ride for the neutral. And it's made the League of Ireland very relevant and very popular.
Came out of the traps like a train, really. You started the season so well. There was a dip. Like, was it because you lost important players? Was it because of injuries? Or when you review it now, how do you see it?
I think everyone's had their dips, numerous dips. Obviously, everyone gets a lot of coverage because it was recent, but we're well and truly out of it, believe me that. Outside of that, yeah, in the last few months, we've lost big players, and it was, I guess, and it sounds bizarre, we're top of the league and we're looking for our best team, our best formation, who's in form, who's not, who's best suited to this and that. So, it took us a while, but we found our feet again, not finding our feet. And like I said, in brilliant form and relishing the task tomorrow.
It's a long time since the league title came to Talca Park. What would it mean for the club?
I think it's there for everyone to see. Even being in a title race, but even over the last 3 years, you know, where the club was at 3 years ago, cup final and then Europe, amazing nights. You can't get a ticket now for Talca Park. So for me, like it says in a lot of the banners around here, Dublin institution, massive, massive club, to have the title back here, be special, be priceless.
That's Damien Duff. But what about Shamrock Rovers? Well, Dara Burns reflected on a roller coaster season.
Yeah, look, there's been ups and downs, hasn't there? Obviously a big day tomorrow, so hopefully we can do our job and see where it takes us.
Yeah, from a player's point of view, you know, all you can do is go and win the game. And then will you be thinking even during the 90 minutes, I wonder what's going up in the Brandywell?
No, look, we know what we have to do tomorrow, you know what I mean? There's obviously a big game going on in Derry, but we can't impact that in any way. We can only take care of Waterford and do our job, so we can't afford to slip up or we won't achieve anything, you know? So big game for us tomorrow and looking forward to it.
Do you remember, though, earlier in the season and Waterford did manage to beat you?
Yeah, 3-0 in Talla, was it? Thanks for reminding me about that. Now, look, they're a good team, good manager. They'd be well-drilled, well-organised. We know the threats they have. They have some very good players. So, look, we have to make sure we're on it. And as we said, we can't slip up.
Rovers have found form, though, in the latter part of the season, both domestically and in Europe. That game last week was a terrific result.
Yeah, look, we've had some big results over the last couple of weeks. Larne, Drogheda, Dundalk, to keep us in there going into the last day. But look, that's the type of players we have in this dressing room. Big game players, they can produce big moments for us. And as you've seen with Dylan Watts over the last couple of weeks, probably kept us in the title race. So look, we know what we have to do and hopefully them players can do a job for us tomorrow.
There was a lot of talk about, you know, the standard this year. And it's definitely been a close title race and a close race at the other end of the table as well. But how would you view the standard?
Yeah, look, there was four teams going to the title race a couple of weeks ago. There's two now, so I think it's been good. I think the neutral fans will be happy enough that there's been a couple of teams in it. Look, I think the league keeps growing and it's great for everybody. It's getting more fans into the league and it's attracting big crowds. So yeah, I think it's the only way it's up.
What were your thoughts on Shelburne and the fact that, you know, from being 25-1 outsiders to being, you know, if they win a game, they've won the league?
Yeah, now look, fair play to them. They've been brilliant all year. Damien Duff is obviously a good manager. They have very good players. They have players that have big characters that have won the league. yeah, look, they've been brilliant, but I'm not too worried about Shells. Just worrying about tomorrow and see how we get on.
That's Dara Burns. As I say, both games on RT tonight. Now, in the other games this evening, third place St Patrick's Athletic travel to the Showgrounds to play Sligo Rovers. Bohemians take on Galway United at Dalymount, and Drogheda United host their relegated neighbours Dundalk. Significant rugby news this morning. Ronan O'Gara says he is not interested in the Munster head coach role. The province parted company with Graeme Rowntree earlier this week, just 6 games into the season. But in his column in today's Irish Examiner, O'Gara says, "The greatest days of my life were in that Munster top, but I'm not interested in the Munster head coach role. Not now and hardly in the future. For starters, I'm contracted to La Rochelle until 2027. The competitor in me demands that I try and win a league title here and another Champions Cup with it. And I feel I have a better chance of doing that with La Rochelle than with Munster." In racing, all eyes will be on brighter days ahead when she kicks off her campaign in the Bottle Green Hurdle at Down Royal today. There's also racing at Dundalk. And later tonight at the Del Mar Track in California, we have the opening night of the Breeders' Cup Spectacular.